Well, build my gallows and build them high. Makes a long time climbing before I die. I want the chance that's built in his eye. Well, he gave me balls, but I can see between to a dusty yard and a long gone green. They call that freedom, if you know what I mean. And I drown my sorrows, but the whiskey's gone.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the very first quick bang of the 2021-22 season. I'm your host, Matty. We are talking about Hibs win against Santa Coloma. Hope I got their name right again. Tonight, 3-0 win. Plenty to talk about. Jimmy, you were at the game. What was your take on it?
Listen, we can probably go on about the referee, but I would rather forget that for a moment and talk about the football. The football was, hey, we knocked the ball about not too bad. Started off a bit slow and methodical. You know, we lose Stevenson playing, and you know, a lot of these players that we didn't expect to play. Once we got the goal, I didn't think wasn't any doubt about who was going to win. The big pluses for me tonight were was McGuinness. We spoke about that at the end of last season. And you spoke about in the podcast, Matt, just other week there. It's a big season for this laddie.
Yep.
You know, and when I seen him playing against Arsenal just last week, and I thought, what is his position? And he played through the middle against Arsenal. He was all right. And he played tonight, and he showed he's got potential. He's got great potential. His deliveries were fantastic. I was really impressed with his performance. There wasn't enough time for me to talk about Scott Allen. You know, I don't think we can get enough time out of him this season. I hope I'm wrong. The performance that tonight was, it could have been 6, 7, 8, 9. It could have been anything. The referee was just a total frigging arse that just ruined the game. That team at the Fiandora, Harriet Vale, you know, old Harriet Vale would have beat them up the park. It was a good performance, Matty.
Aye.
A lot of potential there, you know.
Interesting you picked it on McGuinness. I thought McGuinness had a cracking game.
Yes.
Actually, I think he came with everybody else. Thanks, but I think McGuinness did himself no harm in maybe getting the nod ahead of Joe Newell.
Well, yes. Now, I'm just going to come to that. So you've got Gogic, you had Newell, you had McGuinness and Scott Allen. It's not a great four if you know, when you're looking at trying to penetrate defences. You know, Scott Allen can put a wee pass through. Gogic just breaks everything up. Newell, to me, I just didn't get the guy.
You know, sold on him.
I don't think he does enough hard work. You know, that going forward, he did go forward with his I'm not going to say crunch and tackle for the penalty, but I've seen a couple of angles that he just didn't do that anyway, but.
Did anybody think it was a red card? Anybody here agree with the decision?
The boy kicks it off the bottom of his foot. It never even touches the boy.
I thought there was maybe an angle
where his Newell's trailing foot might have caught the boy, but
aye.
It's hard to tell. I think he went in like out of control or. It wasn't violent or reckless or anything. I thought it was an awfully harsh red card. And I hope Hibs appeal it.
The Hibs club, Matty, was at that end of the ground where he says it was a bit rash.
Uh-huh.
Possibly could have.
Right, but see if they appeal that though, right? So see, just get this right. So does he not miss the next game if he didn't appeal it, which will be the second leg anyway? So is he not just better? Are they not just better just fucking taking it?
Aye, I think so.
You're probably right, Kaiser.
So what if he appeals, he's not available for the second leg anyway, is that what you're saying?
No, he'd be available for the second leg, but wouldn't he be available if we get through this part of the qualifier?
Unless he wins the appeal.
Yeah.
Aye. So you didn't, what you're saying, didn't he take the risk of it that he might not win the appeal?
No, because we've and just we'll take put it. Him to bed anyway, so...
Aye.
Yeah, well, I think so, Kaiser. That would probably be the best way. We'll don't need...
Touch wood. Kaiser, what was your take on the game then? What did you think of?
Still, see, like with the midfield four and that, like obviously they've still got a bit of gelling today because it's quite new. It's quite with Scott Allen coming back in, but I thought it was quite good. I thought McGuinness was man of the match. I don't know, Boyle was brilliant, but I thought McGuinness was by far man of the match. I thought he's done nae harm in concreting his place in that team. I thought Porto was amazing. I thought Hanlon was really good. Boyle, Nisbet. There was a couple of kind of a scrappy, shitey passes and stuff like that. You expect that at the start of the season because we're no kind of a match sharp in that yet. But nah, it was good. They were a shitey team, weren't they? And I think their game plan was obviously to park the bus. And when they realised that wasn't going to work, they just obviously started hacking us to bits. The ref thing, I think because that's against that opposition, the conversation tonight's that, well, fuck it, we're through 3-0. But there's a lot of money involved in this competition. And I think if that's against better opposition and we get a ref like that or a decision like that, can fucking change a game and it can be the difference of £7 million in your fucking coffers. Do you know what I mean? So I think that ref needs to get looted. But even, like you're just talking about the red card, like you see some crazy decisions like where, like the Boyle wanted to pick it out. That just wasn't a foul. That was just like a drop ball. There was loads of times where the foul should be getting gained another way and I think he was off his rocker on something, like, to be honest. But I thought it was a decent performance by Hibs. We've done our job, get out of Andorra and then crack home in the next leg, innit?
Happy days. What about you, Jamie? What was your thoughts on it?
Just to reiterate what Jimmy and Kaiser have both said. Crazy decisions, especially that one when Boyle was actually had beat the man, was through, and he gave the foul the other way there, and it was like, what the fuck? How is that even possible? How can you even give it? The boy's holding his arm. The referee had an absolute shocker, but a big shout out to McGuinness. But I did think Boyle was man of the match. He was just sensational tonight. He just ran them ragged, and it showed that they had the point to prove of trying. Get onto Boyle, bad tackle after bad tackle on him. It just shows exactly. He was a talisman and he proved it when he scored that goal just after the break. I thought it was an excellent movement for him. Good finish. I know it took a deflection, but you've got to put them into the direction of the goal to make them win. So it was a good performance by the team. Just some crazy decisions by that referee. And I just couldn't understand which game he was actually watching.
The second goal you mentioned there for Boyle right after half time, how crucial do you think that was?
It was absolutely crucial because when we were down to 10 men, I thought towards the end of the first half that they were kind of creeping into it. They had a couple of decent enough chances, probably could have scored one of them. It's just flashed past the post, and that might have changed the way the game was going. But to get that goal early in that second half, kind of moved that on, and they were having to go back to fouling and what have you like that. And it wasn't going to stand up well. I didn't think it was going to stand up, and then a couple of more challenges went in and nothing went punished. I thought, oh, this could be one of the nights. But nah, job done. You could see Jack Ross absolutely spitting feathers with a couple of the challenges. One of them was a proper leg breaker on Boyle.
Yeah.
I watched it on the telly, so it's a different dimension to the game when you're watching it, and the stream isn't brilliant, to be honest. So I've done pay-per-view, but for some reason on my TV, it doesn't work properly. The quality isn't really great, but you were seeing a lot of the replays. So that one with the Newell sending off, the boy's left leg kicks the ball against Newell. His leg's already in the air and Newell goes under it. It never even touched the guy. But as I say, it's one of them. I agree with Kaiser. I didn't think we should bother appealing it. We're up 3-0. He's gone into that second game. I think we've got a good enough midfield. If Doyle Hayes is back, if you've got McGuinness even just stepping in there, I don't think that'll make much difference to the shape.
What about you, Dave?
Pretty professional performance, despite an unprofessional referee, to be honest. I mean, the stuff was shocking. It's been discussed already. Yeah, that I wasn't sure, because at the game, you couldn't really see it properly. And I've seen a couple of retweets and stuff where people are showing the video, and some, I see what Matty was saying, in some images it looks like it may have caught him by then, but from what you're saying from the other repeats, it's clear that he doesn't. I don't think he needs to give the referee that option though. That's as right. Well, that, you know, it's a way up in your box, there's no real reason to slide in there, you know. And it was a fair bit of that where I felt for like about 10 minutes we kind of lost our head a bit, and there was players diving in all over the park, and you're just like, just calm down. This team's rubbish. Yeah. You know, just get back to doing what you're doing. Pass the ball and all the rest of it. Man. And it was a shame that we had to change the formation completely after that change, because I'm actually quite liking the 4-2-3-1. I thought we were great against Arsenal with that. And I think it's something that could really work for us. But when we did change it, and especially after half-time when he tweaked it again a little bit, then we just dominated it. Even with the 10 men, we actually dominated the game. McGuinness, we talked about a lot last season, and people weren't sure about him, and I've kind of been waving the flag for him for a while. I think he's a quality player, and he just needs games. Needs games, and we'll see it. And it is that kind of, where does he fit in that kind of, whether it's the two, or whether we play a three in the middle or whatever, we still want to try and get Alan behind the strikers. I think it does make a huge difference in that final man, but I think he's that kind of, the ball carrier between your kind of Gojic and Alan and all that kind of stuff. That's what the goal is. Newell didn't do that for me.
No.
Newell will sit too deep and try and get the ball on release easy and all the rest of it. I think you'll get a bit more out of McGuinness. So be interesting to see how they fit him in over the course of the season. But I think we'll see plenty from him. I was a little bit disappointed with the lad, is it Mackay or Mackey? I don't know how they pronounce it.
Mackay.
I've seen bits of him before and I thought he'd be great, but he was just never really in the game.
I just thought it was maybe big game, introduction. I just thought it just spoke to him. I could be wrong. That's just how good we've got to give him the benefit of the doubt. But you're right. His first touch, the real.
His first touch was awful. Aye? It was like, God, you've got a couple of chances and you're just blowing them straight away. And also, I noticed on the forum, a couple of guys saying that Wright had a great game. I must have missed that.
Oh, it was a good touch.
He had one good touch, and then he was blown at his arse after 5 minutes.
That touch that he done was the best thing he's done on a hip stop.
He
put one cross in onto the head of Porteous, and it was Porteous should have scored for it. To be fair,
he should have on a
plate. One of the best crosses I've seen for ages. So I felt bad for Jay Wright. He's one of these players, but it's just not happened for him yet. And when he came on, there was folk around us giving him a wee bit of stick. Not like it was, back in the day when you'd hear folk properly slaughtering players. But he got tight for a couple of folk, and actually he was involved in the third goal. The third goal was a brilliant goal, and Wright was involved in it and played well for it. So I wouldn't go so far as to say he had a really good game or anything like that, but he did a couple of things in the game that were notable.
He looks really unfit. Really, really unfit to me. There was a couple of times where he was having to chase down a couple of players. They put him on their number 10, I think, to try and stop him getting involved. And as soon as they played the passes around him, Dre looked like he was kind of starting to run then going, oh, fuck this, I can't be arsed. You know, I just there's something no right there.
Dave, I think his position is a right wing back sort of player.
That's what he's played for St Johnstone, aye.
He was playing through the middle.
They put him on number 10, aye. That's what they did.
Yeah. I was like, what's going on here?
I suppose the thing with that, when playing there, it did change the flow of the game.
Oh, we totally compacted the middle. We forgot about the wingers and all the rest of it, and it did change it.
Don't forget, we didn't have Joe Newell, we didn't have Scott Allen. So somebody had to be there. I was a wee bit disappointed they didn't play young Bradley. I thought, go on, get him on.
Was he not the sub that came on? Or did no, it was Campbell, wasn't it, that came on?
Josh Campbell came on.
I was surprised, but listen, it was a good run out again. Dave, what you were saying about the Arsenal game? I mean, I thought we were very, very quick. Passing was quick. I thought the first half tonight was a bit. It wasn't as quick. Do you think?
It felt like we were trying to drag them out to try and create space, and they weren't going to come out. Give them their due. Even they were down to 9 men, they were still trying to play out for the back. And I'm like, what are you saying?
This is the new way now.
They really pressed them.
I thought there was a few times they actually played their way out of defence really, really well. And they were good with their crossfield passes. But that was the other thing, kind of picking out the opposite flank. I thought they did that quite well. Kaiser, a game like this, do you think this is the sort of game that Hibs need to learn from if we're going to get anywhere in Europe, when you're playing an opponent like that who utilise every dirty trick in the book.
Aye, I think like Hibs can be quite dirty and quite physical in that as well, and that's what you noticed with Hibs. It got to a stage where they're like, right, they just started being quite rough back with them, and Hibs Kim Bards, like, well, look at last season, Hibs were probably one of the most physical teams. I mean, we always get Boyle getting booted about because he's a threat, but I think we are quite a physical team, like Gogic as well. Like, imagine Gogic coming running at you, like, that's a bit of force. Hanlon and Poitras and that as well. I think we've got quite a decent team. If we can get a bit, if we can get a gel, and we can kind of, I think, like, the difference between the Arsenal game and the Andorra game is they're going to kind of change how the team set up, and we're going to change how we're playing, because it's the difference between setting up to attack and setting up to counter and defend, isn't it? And I think as long as we get that balance right with who our opposition is, I think we'll be fine. I think we're in for a good campaign. Quietly confident about Europe, but it's all about the draw, isn't it? And then hopefully it isn't anything to do with the referee role, but the night's performance.
Will it be the same referee in the next round?
Well, hopefully no.
No, the next round, but the next tie. It's a different referee when we go. Yeah, I wasn't sure if the referee took, you know, the whole tie for both legs, but
he might not make it back to Iceland, to be honest.
He's definitely failing a drugs test.
I think he kind of obviously is from Iceland. He's maybe spent the day out in the sun and it all got to his head or something. I reckon that was the worst refereeing performance I've seen since Alan Freeland at Hibs Falkirk.
Someone else said that as well.
It was that bad. And Jack Ross was kind of laughing about it when he was getting interviewed on the radio. I don't know if you've heard that. But
no.
He just kind of, you're expecting him to be raging about it, but he just laughed at how bad it was. He can't even bring himself to get annoyed about it. So, highlight of the game, Jimmy, what was your big plus for the night then?
Oh, the big plus was for me was McGuinness. This is a season, I think we spoke about, again, we spoke about it last year, we spoke about just before we came on, you spoke about your podcast. This is his season. If he's going to be a player for Hibs, he needs to kick on big time and cement his place in that midfield, because his deliveries are fantastic. He's got a touch. He's a physical player. He's got some upper body strength, which you can, you know. So for me, that was a big positive. Poitras, I thought, again, Poitras, for me, he does that. He's a great player. He makes one silly mistake, but if we can keep him, and if we can keep this bit, at least until January, but I think we'll do well. I think we'll do well. I really do.
I think so. Kaiser, what about you? What was your highlight for the night?
Number two getting sent off.
That was definitely one of the best bits, wasn't it? You were waiting for that.
Yes. I mean, I think somebody, is it Dave, put Vamos,
Vamos, Vamos. There was a wee moment where Stevenson left something on one of the boys as well. It was like a 50-50, and the boy got there just before it in the second half. And the referee, the referee missed it altogether, but Stevenson proper left one on the boy, which was good. You felt they deserved to be, but that. What were you, Dave? What was your highlight?
Nisbet, for me, to be honest. I think his work rate was just exceptional. You know, he was left up on his own for a long part of the game. Worked really hard and then came a bit deeper, got involved, created he had a great wee through ball, which only just didn't get to Boyle, you know. Yeah. It was very Scott Allen-esque, but I think his work rate was phenomenal. And some people all say he's playing for a move. Good.
Aye.
Right, long may that continue.
Absolutely.
You know, long may he continue to play like that, because he was, I thought he was exceptional tonight.
How good was his finish as well, wasn't it? Like, I mean, just that kind of digging out his feet and just placing it.
I think he's a super, super player. And even the one that they gave offside for.
Yeah.
The thinking to just slow it down and just basically flick it into the corner because they see the goalie going the other way. Just so easy for him. You know, I think he's such a good player. I don't think we'll keep him. But, you know, who knows?
Hopefully till January,
Dave.
Aye. We'll see what happens. Signed the boy Mueller, wasn't it? From Orlando as well.
Yeah. Nobody's going to mention he's the one taking the corners, are they? No. At least.
Somebody said we need to get Declan Rice up as well.
Declan Rice, aye.
So, just before we wrap up then, Jimmy, is he having any problems going through the second leg?
Easy.
Same with you, Kaiser, or do you think we might struggle?
Nah, no chance. I think we'll probably route them over there. I think they'll probably try and play out a wee bit more, but they've not got anything to play for, which might play into their hands a wee bit. If they come out a wee bit, we'll absolutely destroy them.
Thanks. What about you, Dave?
No, I think we'll pump them. I think about 4 or 5 9 over there.
Take that. Aaron, he's going.
Oh, be nice.
That's a lot,
Matty. But there's folk that have booked flights in that area to go over. And
it's one of these ones, an Airbnb right over the top of the pitch. Yeah.
Did they?
It looks onto the pitch.
Ah, oh, superb. I wish I was going. It's just a kind of too much money, but that kind of thing. But especially for no being guaranteed a match ticket. But I'm pretty sure the folk will get a ticket. I can't imagine that they're going to sell out the home end or whatever. So
no, I hope we have a good trip.
I think their Twitter account's got like, their Twitter account had 735 followers or something like that.
Hey, so we've got more than that on bangers, so happy days, everybody's laughing. Right,
it's a closed door game anyway, Matty.
Is it?
Yeah, it's a closed door game.
Ah, well.
So there's me. Two Andorran fans going to be there either.
I think if you just tweeted the team themselves, you could maybe get a game. They were bringing on anybody in the second half, so there's every chance, mate.
Just chucking anybody on.
If you can fit in the strip, you'll be all right.
Well, I might struggle with it.
Well, I just have to get a 2XL, by the way.
Well, that's what I've got. It's still snug around the old
but 2XL.
Well, there's a boy going in. I don't care if this is mean to say it or whatever, but we were coming back to the pub, walking down, coming, you go over the wee bridge to get to the West Stand, so off right east of the road. Girl, and then the boy comes into the corner and he's got hips top on for a couple of seasons ago, which is, I mean, mine's as tight on me, but this was what came when it's all riding up and everything.
It looks like it's painted on.
Aye, bright red shorts and then black socks just to under his knee with shoes, and black shoes as well.
No,
I was like, oh, you must have some confidence to go out like that. But fair play to the guy, fair play to him. As long as he was happy, it doesn't really matter. Who am I to say? That's us for the night. Thanks everybody for coming on. It's been great to have a quick bang, and even better to have been at a football match to come back and talk about it.
Yep.
It's been so long. Thanks for coming on, and we'll catch you next time.
Well, they trailed me down when I broke free. I drank all the whiskey in Tennessee. I don't get